I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Yesterday, we reported on a major victory for gay rights advocates in India. The High Court in New Delhi ruled that a colonial-era law criminalizing homosexual acts is unconstitutional. The news comes as gay rights campaigners in the U.S. are also celebrating success. Six American states have now legalized same-sex marriage. But in some parts of the world, being gay is growing more difficult. Consider the West African nation of Senegal. Gay men there have become targets of violence and a government crackdown. Earlier this year, nine gay men were imprisoned in Senegal. Their jailing generated huge controversy, and so did their recent release. Jory Lewis reports from Senegal's capital, Dakar.
The Senegalese press called them the Sikap Mbau homosexuals, so named for the district where the police picked them up. Prosecutors charged the men with violating a rarely enforced law against homosexual acts. A judge sentenced them to 8 years in prison. In April, though, a Senegalese appellate court overturned the ruling. The court said the prosecution lacked conclusive proof. But the ordeal wasn't over for the men. An angry mob tried to hunt them down. Daouda Diouf directs a public health organization called Indesante. He says the people took to the streets in a small town where the men were reportedly hiding.
Fortunately for them, they were not there. I mean, it shows the level of hostility we can have in the community against this. This is a very sensitive issue in the context of Senegal.
Senegal's Prime Minister, Souleymane Ndine Ndiaye, recently called on the Senegalese people to fight against what he calls the plague of homosexuality. And Islamic groups have spoken out in the media.
Contraire à l'islam, ça fait partie de notre mission.
This is Adama Seck. He's an imam from Dakar, speaking to a local television station.
Il s'agit de la libération de ces homosexuels.
He says he condemned the release of the gay men. He said homosexuality runs counter to Islam. So public opinion about gay men is not very positive in this Muslim country. Example, I met a guy named Gary Jong in a small city on the coast. He told me that no, there are definitely no gay men in his town. Then I asked him how people in his town would react to a gay man. We'd beat him to death, he told me. Not that long ago, Senegal wasn't like this.
Non, avant, ce n'était pas comme ça.
At least that's what Pop Mbaye says. He's a singer, a dancer, and a local celebrity from Dakar. He says 3 or 4 years ago, he lived life as an openly gay man.
Tout le monde savait qu'il y a des homosexuels, mais ça ne les dérangeait pas.
Everyone knew that there were gay people, but it didn't bother anyone. Before, we had peace. We moved around everywhere. We did everything we wanted to do. We worked. We didn't bother anyone.
Mbaye says that most of the gay people he knew lived discreetly, not drawing attention to their homosexuality, but certainly not hiding it. Of course, it was never easy to be a gay man in Senegal. Discrimination was common, but homosexuals were tolerated, says Professor Cheikh Ibrahim Nyang. He's an anthropologist in Dakar who studies sexuality and public health. Nyang says a lot of programs were created in the last decade to help gay men, like programs to prevent and treat diseases like HIV.
On a beaucoup travaillé pour former des médecins qu'on appelait les médecins friendly.
We worked hard to train doctors that we called friendly doctors. We trained them to receive gay people without prejudice, and we were extremely productive in terms of discommitment to homosexuals.
Nyang says despite religious pressure, there's traditionally been a place in Senegalese society for gay men. In the local Wolof language, they're called gorjigen, or man-woman.
Vous allez dans certaines régions du Sénégal où les homosexuels jouent des rôles très importants avec les femmes ou les leaders féminins.
You can go to certain regions of Senegal where they play an important social role with women leaders. You have homosexuals there that no one can bother, and everyone knows that they are gay.
The current militant backlash against gay men started last year. It can be traced to a secret gay wedding. Someone took photos, and a magazine published them. They showed a group of black men dressed in white, and they were feeding each other cake. Pop Mbaye was in those gay wedding photos.
Donc les Islamiques se révoltent.
They saw that, and the Muslims were appalled. Because of that, we had problems. They wanted to kill me.
There was a sense that gay people were overstepping their bounds, that they were gay and proud. And that wasn't okay. Conservative imams spoke out against this gay menace in their weekly radio and TV shows. Protesters held anti-gay rallies. A report on Senegal's Wall Fajiri TV showed people chanting and throwing rocks in front of Dakar's Grand Mosque. Papen Bai was so threatened, he received asylum in the U.S. I met him at his modest shared apartment in Harlem, where he still sings and dances for the New York Senegalese community. In a lot of ways, he lives a life almost identical to the one he left behind. But the Dakar he left behind is not the Dakar he once knew. One night I hung out in Dakar with Indak Job. She's an anthropology doctoral student who's been working with the gay population. We went to a dibiteri where they serve roasted meat with a side of piment to late-night diners. She tells me this used to be a favorite hangout for the gay men in the community.
Why do they go inside? Because they know that's the place it is for them.
There's a secret back room with a big dance floor. They're playing Phil Collins.
Tu sais, avant, il y a plein de monde, il y a plein de MSM.
She tells me there used to be lots of gay men here. Now there are just a few, staring at a flickering screen.
Ils sont en train de faire leur propre sécurité.
The men are being careful, she says. And they're right to be. I met a former college student. Let's call him Kareem. He said that the situation for known gay men is still dangerous. Kareem was studying at the university in Dakar when some of his fellow classmates learned he was gay.
They attacked me twice. You see, with a knife, they stabbed me. It's been 1 year since I left the university. I don't dare go there because I am afraid that someone will kill me. I stay in my house. I don't do anything. I don't have any work.
And many leaders in the gay community are trying to leave the country. Leaders like an activist I'll call Mustafa. He has a gay organization in Dakar. Mustafa told me a story about a gay colleague who died last year in Pekin, a suburb of Dakar.
When he died, people from the neighborhood mobilized. They took his body and said that the body would never be buried in the Pekin cemetery. Why? Because it is a homosexual. They took the body out and dragged it in the street.
Mustafa says that many gay men will hide the best way they know how. They'll get married and pretend to have a straight life. That worries public health advocates. The gay male population in Senegal has an HIV rate that far exceeds the rate of the general population. Infected men may infect their wives and contribute to the spread of the virus. Professor Nyong told me over and over that what's happening now, the speeches, the violence in the streets, the desecration of gay bodies, and of course, the prosecution of gay men in the courts, none of that is at all normal. So why now? He says the answer, at least as far as that law against homosexual acts is concerned, may be more about poverty and votes than morals and values.
Il y a un nouveau discours religieux de nature ou de forme fondamentaliste.
There is a new religious and fundamentalist rhetoric that is growing. It has decided on violence against homosexuals. Maybe the government wanted to satisfy this rhetoric, maybe. Maybe they are trying to do it for political reasons.
And to provide people worried about a bad economy, disease, and corruption with someone to blame. I emailed and called the Dakar-based Islamic group Jamra to ask about its stance on homosexuality, but never received a response. The gay rights activist Mustafa says he wants to get out of here before he becomes someone's bouc émissaire, their scapegoat.
Je peux pas me contenir, me cacher. Je peux pas.
I can't continue to hide. And I can't let individuals with bad intention kill me either. It would be better if I could find a place where I could live in peace until people understand that even if their lives is difficult, it isn't the homosexual who have made it that way.
Some activists hope they'll eventually be able to repeal the law that put the CCAP and BAO homosexuals in prison. But that'll take an action by Parliament. And at the moment, no legislator has come forward in defense of Senegal's gay men. For The World, I'm Jory Lewis, Dakar.